modified the approach through experimentation. In some sense, they were creating a roadmap for you to follow. When you take a trip along with a roadmap, a guide might be helpful. That is what this book aims to accomplish, to be your guide on your journey of learning how to do MI. The purpose of this book, then, is to help encourage you, especially if you have had some previous exposure to MI, to actually go do it and learn from your clients. MI itself is a guiding style of working with people, and in the spirit of motivational interviewing, I am hoping that this book can be a guide for you to begin to use this very powerful and effective approach. Once you begin to use MI and begin to utilize the reactions and responses from your clients as feedback, you are well on your way to improving your skills. The important elements that make up MI are not new in that they have been present in other forms of psychotherapy, counseling, philosophical thinking, and so forth for some time. Quote, unique to MI is how these elements are combined, the timing of how they're used, and their application in an effort to evoke change talk. That's from Rosengren's 2009 book on page 8. Likewise, all of the material in this book is available elsewhere. It is the way that I am putting these pieces together that I hope is unique and helpful, with the purpose of helping motivate you and give you the confidence to actually begin to apply this approach with your clients. The reader of this book may notice what is missing. I am not including a history of motivational interviewing, a review of the evidence base for MI, or providing exercises for learning